You are listening to the 99.7 DJX Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon.
Yeah, we're having a party in the lobby.
Yep, here. Actually, we've switched locations. We're at the Norton and Children and Women's Pavilion over off of Dutchman's.
Absolutely, and you know what? You can just swing on by.
Yep.
You can. You can just put your flashers on, pull right up, run in, drop off some money if you want to do it that way. You can text in your donation. Text the word balloon to 51555. That's the way to do it. Or you can just call. Either way, we want you to share your story. 1-877-335-KIDS is the number. $15 a month makes you a miracle maker. And we are really trying to buy two more pediatric wheelchairs. We need to get this done. We got we're going into OT right now.
Yeah, we're
desperate.
Yeah, we're up against the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, I quite honestly, we need 17 more people to become miracle makers. That's all we need. $15
yes.
a month.
Now,
17 people.
These wheelchairs cost $1,600 a piece. And if you want to just knock one out yourself, they'll put your name on it. You or your business, however you want to do it. They're smaller in stature. They're more whimsical. They got a fun design. And they help take kids like Colt to surgeries and to treatments. Colt and his twin brother, Cade, were born. And it was discovered that Colt had a rare congenital heart defect. That kind of led to some complications, suffered some hearing loss, has a few other health issues that require doctor's appointments every month or so. But he's almost 10 years old now, and you might know his mom, our friend, Wave 3 News anchor Shannon Cogan. This is Shannon and Colt's story.
My husband and I tried for many, many years to have kids. Finally, we learned that we were pregnant with twins, so we were so excited. Cade weighed 8 pounds and Colt weighed about 7 pounds.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own.
But we quickly realized that something wasn't right with Colt. His color wasn't right. He was extremely red. They said they were going to run some tests and they would bring our baby to us as soon as they could. And about midnight, finally, a doctor came and he drew a picture of a heart, but not the kind of heart that you draw when you're in kindergarten, but a real heart, and explained to us that Colt had a very rare congenital heart defect called TAPVR. And I didn't even give one thought that this could be a possibility. All of a sudden, you're thrust into this world of what is going to happen and what does this mean, and a heart defect. I had never had anything like that in our family. Basically, his pulmonary veins were going to one side of the heart. His blood was not getting oxygenated properly. They needed to do open heart surgery. They waited one day. He was a newborn baby and they wanted him to gain some strength. But I remember so clearly, I said, Colt, we're here and I love you. And because he had recognized my voice, his eyebrows went up. So when he was just 2 days old, they did the open heart surgery to repair his tiny heart, which when they're that little, it's basically the size of a walnut. And it was 5 hours of just pure anxiety. And the surgery was a success, and we were allowed to see him. And I was not prepared for how he was going to look, because his chest was still open. They keep the chest open in case they need to go back in, and it's covered with some plastic. And it was very tough. Unfortunately, his lungs were not clearing. This one day, they said, we're going to do a routine procedure and change a PICC line. And I heard a voice that said, you need to stay. And he was crying because it was upsetting to him. He was 4 weeks old, and so I was singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to try to calm him. All of a sudden, he opened up his eyes and he was gone. He had gone into cardiac arrest. So I screamed, they ran to the room, transformed the room into a surgical center, and they had to reopen his chest again, and he had to manually pump his heart for 20 minutes. It was absolutely terrifying, and all I did was just pray. Surgeon came out and said, well, the good news is we have his heart going again, but we just don't know what the outcome is going to be. But I look at him today. He is the most amazing little boy. I tell him he's a true miracle.
However big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me.
I like to go horseback riding, and I like to play on my iPad.
He is so funny and creative. He is going to do some amazing things in this world. I know that without a doubt. Even if you don't need the help of Norton Children's Hospital, it's so important to support it. It is such an incredible place. They're so caring and they're so top-notch. So many people in this community rely on the medical expertise provided there.
Thanks for helping kids like me.
Wow. What a story. And
right?
How terrifying that would be to all of a sudden be with your child and your child go into cardiac arrest.
Your newborn, four weeks old. I mean, just an amazing story, beautifully told by Shannon and her son, Colt. And like she said, he is just one of the cutest kids. And she shares video all the time on social media of he loves to cut a rug and lots of fun stuff. He is just a great, great kid. And yeah, he's got appointments about every month or so. And we want to try to provide a more fun, whimsical way to get those kids to those appointments. We're talking about the pediatric wheelchairs we're trying to purchase for $1,600 a piece.
We got to knock this out, guys. 16 Miracle Makers is all we need. Text the word balloon, B-A-L-L-O-O-N, to 51555, or you can always call 877-335-5437.